Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Monday, April 7th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, federal snipers train their sights on a nature-watching family. Then, a former gun shop owner warns of more ATF tyranny. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Like, if having an open border is like being a whore, America is the biggest whore on the planet, having sex with 200 guys a day lined up around the block.
Well, in two stories that are developing today, we see how freedom is dying and how Agenda 21 is going to be rolled out. This is a situation that is developing in Nevada. As Paul Joseph Watson pointed out very early in the day, armed feds prepare for showdown with a Nevada cattle rancher. This is a possible Ruby Ridge-style standoff brewing in Nevada, where dozens of armed federal agents are closing in on a cattle rancher over claims that he allowed his cows to graze illegally on government land and endangered a protected species of tortoise. Vowing to take a stand for your freedom and your liberty, Bundy says that he is prepared to be killed as authorities surround a 600,000-acre section of public land. As a result, they say that he is violating a 1993 Bureau of Land Management ruling, which changed grazing rights in order to protect the endangered desert tortoise. Now, we're seeing this everywhere. We're seeing the government bureaucracies writing their own laws, using their own SWAT teams and militarized police forces, taking you into their own courts where you do not get a jury of your peers, where you have no presumption of innocence. And we're going to take a look at that in more depth later on, but let's go back to this story. Bundy's refusal to recognize federal authority over the land under dispute and his failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in grazing fees stems from his assertion that his family history trumps the bureaucracy. He said, "My forefathers have been up and down the Virgin Valley ever since 1877. My rights are before the BLM even existed." Well, you know what? All of our rights predate not only the Bureau of Land Management, but the federal government itself. The federal government was created to protect our rights, not to take away our property rights, our privacy rights, and to come against us, treating us lower than a desert tortoise, lower than a Houston toad. That's the protected species in this area. Now, going on with the story, they say armed agents are forming a military-like staging area to prevent anyone from approaching the area. Now, in an update that happened later today, Paul Joseph Watson followed up on this and said, federal snipers train their guns on a family for merely filming the cattle. Federal snipers with the Bureau of Land Management trained guns on members of the same family yesterday after they dared to stop and take video footage of cattle outside the bounds of a designated, quote, First Amendment area, unquote, before arresting one of the men for noncompliance. Now, they're rounding up his cattle, and so they were filming it. They said, we were not on the land. We were on the road. None of the family members were armed, but as soon as Dave Bundy began filming the cattle in the distance, 11 BLM vehicles, each with two agents, arrived and surrounded him. 22 guys. They also had four snipers on the hill above us, all trained on us. We were doing nothing besides filming in the area. The family were told to leave the area via loudspeaker because they had violated the crudely established First Amendment area. Now, this is essentially what is happening to all of us, folks. We are all being surrounded and outnumbered by a massive bureaucracy. Look at this next story. This is not a rancher. This is just a woman going to a store that the DEA decided that because she's going to this hydroponic store, maybe she's using it to grow marijuana indoors. A woman was SWAT teamed at gunpoint after shopping at a garden store. This is in Illinois. This was the DEA. Now, you've got one lady. How many government Stasi agents came to her house? Actually, nine. Four DEA agents and five local cops. This happened last October. It's just now being revealed. The raid was a culmination of a month-long stakeout during which feds searched through her trash, monitored her electricity usage, spied on her activities in general, all because they thought she might be growing marijuana. She said, they had a gun pointed at me and said, are there any illegal substances in your house? Well, basically, I think the most illegal substance in her house were the jackbooted thugs who had no right to be there. Her attorney is demanding that the case be thrown out of court because they did find a small amount of marijuana, 9 grams of marijuana, so they charged her with a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor, okay? Not even under their drug laws is that a serious crime. He said the search warrant was bogus because they had no reason to search for her because all she did was go to a store. But I want to point out one more thing from the story. The DEA agents also managed to get a hold of her electric bills and claimed that they were consistently higher than her neighbors. And that was the basis of arguing for the search warrant. Think about that. If they're looking at her electric bills and saying that they're higher than her neighbors, that means they're looking at the neighbors' bills too. Probably not too difficult to do with all the smart meters that are out there invading everyone's privacy. We have to get beyond the left-right paradigm spectrum. We have to understand that everybody, whether they're a rancher or whether they're a housewife, is under attack, under surveillance from a government that has slipped the bounds of the Constitution. We are all at jeopardy. When I look at this First Amendment zone that they created for a rancher on his own property, okay, as they're stealing his property from him, I'm reminded of the First Amendment, the quote-unquote free speech zones that they put at political conventions now. You can go to an area that is out of sight and away from the politicians and the cameras if you want to exercise your constitutionally specifically protected First Amendment rights to address your grievances, to protest in public. If we allow them to do that to Occupy, if we allow them to do that to the Tea Party, they're going to do it to the rancher. They're going to do it to the woman who is buying hydroponic supplies. This is where we need to come together. Whether we're on the left or the right, it's a phony spectrum. And we're going to have more about how they create that phony spectrum using people like Al Sharpton. An amazing revelation about that later on in the show. Now, look at how we're under attack. I mentioned before that they create their own laws. They have their own courts. They have their own militarized police, and you have no rights. You have no presumption of innocence. You have no jury. Look at this. Under attack, depth of federal arms race should surprise and shock the citizenry. This is from watchdog.org. As they point out a particular case, they said four federal agents carrying sidearms with drug-sniffing dogs descended on the Taos Ski Valley in what was called a, quote, saturation patrol. Guess what? They were from the U.S. Forest Service. And then they go down and they list just some of the agencies that now have their own militarized police force. Some of these agencies were the ones that were getting massive amounts of ammunition, as we pointed out, looking at these federal contracts. You got the U.S. Department of Education, the Bureau of Land Management, the Department of the Interior, the U.S. Postal Service. I hope they don't go postal on us. The National Park Service, the Environmental Protection Agency, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They all have SWAT teams. Now, there was a case a couple of years ago where the Washington Post looked at a request for purchase from the Department of Education where they wanted all the SWAT team equipment, body armor, shotguns. And they said, what is the Department of Education asking for that for? Well, it turned out the reason they were asking for that was because within less than a year, they went to an individual's house, drug him and his children out in the middle of the night, sprawled down on the ground, shotguns to their heads. Why? Because they were looking at his estranged wife who owed a student loan from college. This is what these people are doing. This is why they're buying billions of rounds of hollow point ammunition. They're not using it for target practice. It's many times more expensive than target ammunition. It is banned by Geneva Convention to use against foreign soldiers. It can only be used against you and I. We have no more rights in this country. How much worse can it get? Look at this story. The Navy is creating drones with minds of their own. This is a story that was broken this Saturday from the Wall Street Journal, and they were rolling this out on Saturday. This is a Navy officials unveiling new technology. This is this last Saturday that with the push of a button allows helicopters, manned or unmanned, to choose their own routes, take off and land. This is a 5-year, $100 million program, and they say that over the next decade, the military is aiming to create autonomous drones that can help soldiers carry out night raids, search oceans for trouble, and select targets for attack. They're not going to be helping soldiers do that. They're going to be carrying out the raids. They're going to be searching. They're going to be targeting individuals, perhaps you. Perhaps they might think that you're a drug dealer because you went to a hydroponic store, so they stick a drone on you. Now, look at this. They call this a truly leap-ahead technology. This is a quote from Admiral Klunder. He said, what we're talking about here is full-size helicopters. We're talking about delivering 5,000 pounds of cargo, and he said the helicopters can choose their own routes, pick landing sites, and change their destination if they spot unexpected obstacles that emerge at the last moment. Now, listen to what they're saying here. We're starting to move into an autonomous regime, and that's going to have hugely disruptive effects. That is the executive director at the Center for New American Security. He says, I would almost call it a revolution. Now, understand that when they talk about disruptive effects, disruptive technology, when they talk about a revolution, they think that's a good thing. They see that as a positive effect. You and I are the ones who are going to be disrupted. And the revolution is a revolution against our form of government and the Constitution. One more quote from this article. Autonomous drones that require less human oversight could also take some strain off of the Pentagon as it cuts back the size of the military to deal with budget cuts. That's right. Who needs compartmentalization when you can get a handful of tyrants and their minions to control the entire population through the leveraged technology that they have with autonomous drones? It sounds like a movie that's just been released, doesn't it? Well, let's take a look at how they are attacking guns, for example, because that is ultimately our last line of defense. And it is something that, even though it is a gun issue, every time they come at our rights, they use many of the same techniques. And, of course, this is Common Core. Common Core-proof textbooks are being used to rewrite the Second Amendment, reports the New American. This is the way they report about the Second Amendment in these Common Core textbooks. The people have the right to keep and bear arms in a state militia. Okay, they say the government of the United States is currently revisiting the Bill of Rights. They have determined that it is outdated and may not remain in its current form any longer. And then this, the amendment states that people have the right to certain weapons, providing that they register them and that they have not been in prison. The founding fathers included this amendment to prevent the United States from acting like the British, who had tried to take weapons away from the colonists, okay? And then finally, now in an interview, Fox News asked a superintendent of an Illinois middle school about this, and he said, what happens with the right to bear arms in the context of 2014 is the right to bear arms in reality, not as it's written in the Constitution, but in reality is in any way abridged, and the answer is yes. And in some places, by the need to register guns or to register gun owners and so on. There you go. Well, that's Common Core, and that's the way they attack the Second Amendment. With doublethink, with propaganda, with subjectivity, that's why Bill Gates puts $150 million behind Common Core. Now, of course, the ATF will also use intimidation against gun store owners to get what they want, and that is records on gun purchasers. We reported back in 2012 that the ATF was requesting records of gun owners in Alaska, and that's one of many stories that we've run on it. But on today's Alex Jones radio show, we had a former pawn shop owner in Iowa. And I say former because he had to close his business because of Obamacare. But he talked about how the ATF intimidated him for the records that they were not legally allowed to have. We're going to have that report from Alex Jones radio show right after the break, so stay tuned.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more. the very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest times. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages for fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, medical herbs, and more.
Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
And remember, the revolution against tyranny is growing. In the wake of the tragic shooting at Fort Hood, Texas last week, Governor Rick Perry did what I expected him to do. He came out and ordered the flags in the state of Texas flown at half mast, which on the surface seems like a nice thing to do. But it was Joseph Stalin, one of history's greatest tyrants, that said, when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. 22 veterans commit suicide every day, 7 of them active duty. That's a world record, even breaking the record that we saw at the end of Vietnam. There's no discussion of that. They just throw more psychotropic drugs at them, known to cause suicide. They make them serve more and more deployments. They treat them like crap. A lot of them are going bankrupt. They cut their pay. They screw them over. But it's okay because Rick Perry put the flags at half mast, and then we all feel sorry for the dead. The 3 dead, 4 if you count the shooter, 16 wounded. When we've got 22 people killing themselves, 7 every single day who are active duty. Think about that. The flag makes us feel good, like we're doing something for the veterans. It's sentimental. It's totally on the surface. Just like Obamacare, they say it's free. They say you can keep your doctor.
You like your plan and your doctor, you can keep them.
You'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan, you keep your plan.
If you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan.
They say it's wonderful. All of it's lies. Raises payroll taxes on poor people. Gets rid of your doctor. Doubles or triples prices. Written by the big insurance companies. Lets them lower the standard of care. Doesn't matter. Obama loves you and wanted to give you something. Like Perry gave us a flag at half mast. And I'm not just attacking Rick Perry. He would be attacked if he didn't put the flag at half mast. What does that say about us? We want to feel good about ourselves while not actually getting our hands dirty and finding out why the so-called volunteer army is killing itself. The truth is, too many deployments, drugs known to cause suicide, sweeping it under the rug, veterans being treated like crap, all these Homeland Security reports saying veterans are the number one terror threat in the future, that the Tea Party's a threat, that evangelicals are a threat. Simply put, the veterans are being treated like garbage, and that's why they're committing suicide. And so we need to stop treating them like garbage, not just pat them on the head or give the dog a bone by flying the flag at half mast. It really is absurd, and it really illustrates how we've become a nation of BSers, run by a culture of PR pitchmen. In fact, they're getting rid of the White House press corps now. They're not even going to have regular press conferences. And why should they? They can just have PR flacks, put out the lies, and then the accomplice media, the lapdog press, will go along with it. So that's why every time I saw the flags this last weekend at half-mast, it irritated me. Because it reminded me of how not just the veterans, but foster children, anybody who's in government care or in government clutches is treated like absolute garbage. And how, as the government and Obamacare and the school lunch program federalize everything, more and more, I am a slave of this system, just as you are, and I want off this plantation. I don't want to see our veterans treated like crap. I don't want to see the politicians exempt from all the things they do to us. I want to see them out there fighting for this empire if they think it's so great. But we know the rich kids of Congress almost never go to war. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars Nightly News and InfoWars.com. Now back to InfoWars Nightly News.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Now we see from iRoots.org a couple of tweets from a neocon who writes for the Washington Inquirer. His name is Philip Klein, and this is what he said. I didn't realize Glenn Greenwald and Alex Jones co-wrote movies until I saw Captain America 2. Don't see it unless you're in the mood for pro-Snowden propaganda. Well, guess what, Philip Klein? We don't write the scripts. It's the NSA and the mainstream media and the Mockingbird press like you that write the scripts. We just give people the spoiler alerts on the New World Order, and we're proud of the fact that we do that. Now, if you do want to see the full review with spoiler alerts, he's got it at the bottom of that article. Also, you can see that up on the Alex Jones Show. Our crew reviewed it, and it does have some spoiler alerts, just like we tell you what the New World Order is up to. Now, look at this that came out. We got some breaking news about Agent CI-7. One of Obama's closest confidants is actually the FBI's confidential informant number 7, and that would be Al Sharpton. Who would have thought it? You know, from Tawana Brawley to MSNBC, his whole life has been a lie, and he's basically been profiting from the racial strife that he's created and the disruption that he's created with his lies. Now, going back, this guy, it turns out, they investigated this quite a bit. This is from The Smoking Gun. And even though he is denying ever having worked as an FBI informant, and he did that in his 2013 book that he wrote, he denied that he was ever part of that, they went back and got FBI documents, a very long, extensive, well-documented investigation. And they say that he was flipped in 1984. Keep in mind that the Tawana Brawley case was 3 to 4 years later. So he was already working for the FBI when he did that. Now he's at MSNBC. And what is he doing there? He's working as COINTELPRO, flipping the country, dividing us into black and white, trying to foster this racial division, which has been the kind of dishonest lies that he's been engaged in his entire life. Maybe he was honest when he was with the mafia. I don't know. Well, that's it for tonight's news. We have a special report coming up after the news with Leanne McAdoo. Please consider getting a subscription to Prison Planet TV. With one subscription, you can share that with up to 10 friends and family at the same time. It's a great way to wake people up. You can see all of Alex Jones's documentaries there. And it is a way that we give the spoilers of the New World Order. We're not writing this as a script. We're just giving away what we see them doing. That's it for tonight. Stay tuned for Leanne McAdoo's special report.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm standing on South Lamar in downtown Austin, right in front of P. Terry's Burger Stand. P. Terry's is a very popular local business. People come here, they flock here because they are hungry for the organic, locally sourced beef and produce. It's non-GMO. They've really become successful on this platform. But in spite of all of that success, P. Terry's and other businesses across the nation are now facing a dilemma. Will they comply with Obamacare, meaning they're going to have to pay these hefty new insurance rates for their employees and pass the cost on to consumers? Or will they cut workers' hours so that they're only employing part-time workers? Or will they pay hefty fines for just not providing insurance to their employees at all? Meanwhile, right across the street, huge globalist corporations like McDonald's do not have to comply with the rules of Obamacare. They can continue providing subpar insurance to their employees, and they won't have to pass the cost on to the consumer, meaning they can continue to sell you fake plastic hamburgers for a dollar. Do you think a law is a law? Like, if it's illegal for me to run a red light, shouldn't it be illegal for you to run a red light also?
Yes.
So we're in consensus about that. Well, do you think it's right that Obamacare penalties don't apply to big corporations like McDonald's, but across the street at P. Terry's, they're going to have to either pay hefty fines or cut back employee hours?
I think that's wrong.
No, that's horrible. I didn't know that.
They don't have to comply with the law, meaning they can continue giving their employees really awful health insurance.
But ain't the law the law? They have to apply? What will happen if they don't apply with the law to them?
Well, nothing's going to happen to them because they've got their buddies in Washington.
It's the way it is these days, I guess, right? What are you going to do?
What are we going to do? Vote. Yeah. And vote with your dollars. Would you pay an extra dollar to eat at McDonald's if you knew that it meant that they were giving their employees better insurance?
No. I only eat there because it's a dollar.
The money that is spent here, for the most part, stays here with the local employees, unlike a company like, say, a Home Depot or a Walmart that collects money from the local economy and then sucks it out.
If you have enough money, you can pretty much get away with anything.
You have, that seems to be the rich and the big corporations are definitely getting away with not paying their fair share.
Anything. Murder. I mean, I've seen people that have a lot of money get away with murder, so I don't think that bending rules on food products would be any different.
Basically, what we're seeing here is a shutting down of competition. If you are a small, successful company like P. Terry's that's been able to open up several other businesses in the surrounding area and provide a lot of jobs for the local economy, that doesn't matter to Obama and his cronies in this current administration. They care about the lobbying power behind huge corporations like McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Subway, these corporations that continue to sell fake plastic food. It's been shown that some of the ingredients in a lot of fast food chains are questionable and they could actually cause cancer. Are you cool with that now because you've got Obamacare?
No, I don't have. And I'm not cool with that. That's horrible. I have no idea.
Plastic burgers? You mean to tell me I ate at McDonald's plastic burgers all my life?
Surprise.
Jeez. Now I'm not going to go there anymore.
Hey, Hey, but we've all got insurance now, so we can pay for our cancer. Some of these big corporations that pay their employees less than a livable wage are saying it actually hurts their employees if they give them good health insurance, because since they make such a low income, they could go to the exchanges and qualify for subsidies. And that's ridiculous, because basically that's just passing the burden onto the taxpayer. Those subsidies are not free. So once again, we are seeing the rich, large corporations, politically connected groups are able to lobby their way out of laws that the rest of us are forced to obey or else.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.